Hi, joining us on KMBR 680. Always a pleasure to have him. What a baseball man. And that is the third base coach. That is Tim Flannery. Flann, here we go. Another weekend of baseball. Of course, today is Saturday, and it's Giants and Cubs. And this weekend is a little bit of another one of these stepping stones for the ball club, with getting back to playing consistent baseball.
As Marty, you said it. That's what we're really, our goal is, just trying to be consistent and playing well. And we have not done that all season long. You know, to be a little moments where you see the way we should be playing, and then it'll take a turn for us and go the other direction. So we just have to come and do and control what we can control, and that is really our attitude and our energy and being positive, because nothing can change without energy. So as a coaching staff, we try to just every day bring that and try to get the guys going, and no matter if they're scuffling, just try to stay positive around them, because I'm sure there's enough negativity around them in other areas, either their own mind playing tricks on them. It's a tough, tough mental game, that's for sure.
Yeah, I always say the baseball gods somehow do it their own way. But a ball player has got to believe in it. And I guess my question to you is, do you still feel the ball players believe that this is still a team that can go out and win some baseball games?
I think so. And I think they also know that their own careers, you know, when people think that it doesn't matter to us, this is how we make our living. You know, it's how we pay our bills, and we lose jobs because sometimes you don't produce. This is a production league. So they want to play better. They want to get their numbers up. They want to do whatever it takes so they can continue to play in the major leagues. And when that happens, it'll start a fire, hopefully, and we can take off with it. But no, we're just trying to keep going. And, you know, there's so many cliches. We could go on and on and on. But Alan Trammell, I bring him up all the time. Like, we call him the coach's coach. He made me stand up at 3 in the morning one time and take an oath that I'm a lifer in the game. And that was the only night, Marty, that the security showed up, was when Billy Hayes and Alan Trammell came to my room. But he's the one that says, you've got to trick your mind. Yeah. You've got to tell your mind positive things, because there's only other thing you can do is quit in this game, and that's not about us.
No, and I don't look at numbers. I don't look at numbers. Of course, you got to get back to 500. I think it's the way you play the game. And I say this from the first day of the season. I don't look at, did you win or lose? I say, how did you play the game? And I think for this ball club, that's the biggest challenge.
You're right. There were games just not too long ago that we got beat in the series, but I can remember coming back into the coach's room and saying, you know, guys, I know we don't want to really hear this or say this, but I'm going to tell you, that was as good as an approach, together as a team, with energy, with, you know, we're going to go out, and we were in the game, we got beat. They're such a fine line. You remember the game here that the center fielder of the San Diego Padres, Venable, makes that catch. He doesn't make that catch, we win. We go to L.A. a couple days later with two outs in the ninth, runners running. Kemp makes that incredible catch. If he drops that, we win. So, you know, there is a fine line, because that's the way this ball club plays. Mike Quadi used to say it all the time. You know, we're going to go to San Francisco, and it's going to be cold, it's going to be windy, and it's going to be 2-1.
I wish it was 2-1. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I never wanted a quality start as much as I want one now. I used to laugh at a quality start. Heck, 6 innings, 3 runs. I thought that was, well, you're not doing very well. I'll take about 10, 12 quality starts in a row right now.
Well, you know, our pitching staff, you think about what they've delivered in the history. Let's go back for the last 5 years. This starting five was probably the best consistently all seasons, yeah, all through the playoffs, through the World Series. That's a great, great thing to have. Yeah. Now we might have to change a little bit and try to score more runs. We've had a couple guys go down injury-wise, which will overwork your bullpen, which happens. But we still got 60-something games left, yeah, to play, and until it's mathematically done, I still have hope, and I still believe, and I know these guys do the same, to come out and win some ball games.
Yeah, I say it this way. Pitching is the name of the game. We talked about that, just touched on it briefly, but you can take a pitching staff, and you give me 2 turns to the pitching staff. If they're capable of giving you 7 innings, 6 innings, you can win games, and I'm still a believer that this pitching staff can go through 2 times and give you 2 good turns to the pitching, maybe win you 8 games, and all of a sudden you're 4 or 5 back with 46 to go or 42 to go. So I'm with you. And until you tell me that this pitching staff can't pitch anymore, I still think you know, mathematically, whatever, I think even spiritually you're in the thing.
And you're talking about getting Vogey back here pretty quick, and that's going to give us a little bit of a lift. And, you know, when you see the finish line as well, these pitchers will know they only have maybe, 5 starts left, 6 starts left, 7 starts left. Whatever they have left in the tank, they're going to empty it out. So we'll see what happens. And like I said, we can go on and on talking about the future. We can go on and on thinking about the past. But all you have in this game is the moment and right now, and that's where I'm living.
Yeah, and you got to do it. That is the key. Tim Flannery with us. Always a pleasure. I was looking forward to talking to you today, getting ready for this weekend, the whole weekend series with the Cubs. You had quite a week. Last week, I did the show last weekend and had to educate everybody about a third base coach and everything that goes on with a third base coach. I know you take these things seriously, and I know you'd like to say something.
Well, you know, that's just the way it is. I mean, I've done it 16 years, and it was funny. Somebody asked me last night at a place that they kind of interrupted a dinner with my wife to let me know what I don't know, I guess, about the game, and asked, how did I get this position? And I explained 30 years. And this and that, but it's what it is over here. You know, you're not always guaranteed to. My goal is to not get anybody thrown out with nobody out. That's kind of like what I've told these guys in spring training. If I'm going to err, I'm going to err the other way on the conservative side. And that was the first time that I had somebody thrown out with nobody out. But the way the game works, the 2 days later, I have the same exact guy hit the ball in Pablo in the same position, the same place with Buster running, and he makes it. And then last night we had the bases loaded with nobody out and we didn't score. That's happened a few times. So you're not always guaranteed, just because you hold a guy with nobody out, to score. I came up here 7 years ago, Marty, and I'm just going to say, I didn't come up here because I needed a job. I came up here because I wanted to win. And all the thinking process I do at third base is to try to win with the team we have, who we're playing, who's pitching against us. All of that comes into the thought process. And when that doesn't work, I'll go home. I didn't come up here to always do the proper thing. I came up here to win. And in 7 years, we won 2 world championships. And I think this ball club still got a lot more left in it. And I'm looking forward to, as I told my wife, I'm coaching again tonight.
Yeah. No, why not? And I said it on the show last weekend. I said, you know, a game is made up of a lot of decisions and a lot of moments happen in a game. The next guy gets a 2-run homer. Everybody forgets about it. Guy gets a ground ball in the 8th inning or double play, everybody forgets about it. It's like life. There are many, many, many decisions, many variables that go into it, and you're one of the best in the business. So, but I wanted to hear it. You know, I'm sure the fans like it too, because fans get in the moment, and they get caught up in the moment and don't understand the whole point of the game, and that's to score runs and do it the best you can. You have to make those decisions. Third base coach is the second toughest job in baseball. I think the manager has the first, because you got to really see everything. Then my job is probably 1.5, and then you.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't think I could do any of the other ones. You know, I think all of our personalities and our coaching staff, we're like a good band. You know, Dave Righetti is the pitching coach, and Mark Gardner, they do that. And then you got the hitting guys that are like coal miners and psychologists. They're down there in that cage, and not all 9 guys or 10, 12 guys are always going to be hitting good at the same time. So you always have problems there. I couldn't know if I could do that. The bench coach, what Ronnie Wotus does, I know I couldn't do that, just because all the way he thinks. I'm a third base coach. This is what I love to do. And when I can't do this anymore, I'll probably try to find something else to do, because that's about the only position on the field I feel like I'm playing still, you know. And at 55 years old, it feels pretty good to be able to still be a part of the game and be be able to do this for this amazing, historic organization.
Yeah, well, as they say, Sandoval scores, Flannery scores. You're still playing, brother, so you're still moving down the line pretty good. All right. Baseball is just one of those games of hope, and I'll end it with that. Again, it's hope, and I think with so many games to go, I've studied the history of this game. You pitch, you catch the ball, things can happen.
couple guys get hot at the right time, they can carry a club. As you see, that's how you win, you know, the playoffs. Somebody starts getting hot at the right time, and next thing you know, you don't think Cincinnati Reds came in here and did what they did to us, and they're not saying to themselves, yeah, we couldn't beat them one time last year. Yeah. It might still be driving them so crazy that they can't understand how that happened. Well, that's the momentum of the game. That's the destiny of the game. That's when you honor the game, sometimes the game becomes bigger than all of you, and it takes off, and you get out of the way, and you honor it, and you go with it. That's the one thing I have learned in 33 years doing it, and we're going to try like everything we got to do it again tonight.
All right, good talk, Flynn. I think your bunters are waiting for you. They're already yelling at me, so good luck. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that's Tim Flannery, third base coach of the Giants, right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.